But let me tell you something. I learned three very important lessons that day. Number one, I learned if you persist, some people are going to respond positively. So if you're thinking about any kind of business, you persist. That's the reason I was able to do what I was able to do. Second lesson I learned, okay, is that if you don't listen to people's negativity, you can succeed. I'm sure they swore at us, but we didn't know the English swear like the words. So they couldn't deter us. Why? Because we couldn't listen to it. This day, especially right now in real estate, there's been a big lawsuit and all that happening in real estate. Agents are, oh my God, the world is falling apart. Really? I've been doing it for 40 years. I've seen this ups and downs. Here's what I said to people. I was on a webinar the other day. I said, listen, here's what you got to do. You need to change two things. Number one, your mindset. This is not a problem. You have to look at it as an opportunity.
Right.
Number two, you have to change just the system, the procedure.
Welcome back to That Entrepreneur Show, another incubator bonus episode heading your way with one of my mentors in the program, Alex. Alex, thanks for taking some time to come on.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. This is exciting. We're at the University of Tampa in the Entrepreneurship Center. And I used to joke with people, I couldn't even spell entrepreneur now. Now he is one, you know?
He's been incredible to me, and you will get to meet some other advisors and mentors throughout this series. If you've missed any of the awesome work these entrepreneurs have been doing in the center, go down to the episode description, check out some of the awesome testimonials. They've been from all businesses all over the world, located in Tampa, but doing business everywhere. Alex, like every other person in this building, has some kind of entrepreneurial tendencies. Alex, we'll go back in time a little bit. When you first started working, what attracted you to being on your own opposed to a 9-to-5?
Well, you really got to go back to the beginning where I was born in Hungary and I came here to this country. Well, actually, I came to Canada. That's where my dad was. We had to escape the revolution when the Russians invaded. And a lot of people ask me why I do what I do. Well, we lived in a room that was like 12 by 12, no window, no bathroom, no running water for 7 years. And so, you know, motivation has always been for me is to do better and not to go back to that, something like that. And I was so lucky to have my father, you know, emigrate to Canada and able to get us out. But it took 7 years to get us out. It was very difficult to get out. And we actually arrived 1963, October 31st, which is Halloween. There's no Halloween in Hungary, so we didn't speak English or anything. So the first words I learned was trick or treat.
That's so great.
That's the first English words I learned. And so things went on, and I went to school, and I never liked school that much. You know, I'm a certified DISC trainer, a personality trainer, so I'm a high D personality, which is a real driver. And actually, the numbers that comes out, the letters comes out, D-I-C. I always tell people, spell it, don't say it. And being to who I am, I always wanted to be rich. You know, remember that show used to be on TV, The Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous with Robin Leach, you know? And I used to watch that sitting in my crummy apartment, you know, broke, never having enough money, driving an old car. My first car was a 55 Chevy, all rusted out. And then, you know, I didn't like school. You know, I wasn't big on school because there was too many rules and all that. So I quit in grade 11 and I went out to work. And then, you know, in 1973, something happened to me that shocked me really badly, which was my father died. And it was really shocked me because I only spent a little bit of time with him, you know. And I was really hungry one night. The reason I'm telling you all this is because I became an entrepreneur by accident. It wasn't that I wanted to be, because I worked for other people.
Right.
And I went to a little restaurant, and the guy was pizza joint. He was making me some dinner. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. He said, "Hey, we're gonna have some wine." You know, little Italian guy. What we're gonna do is we're gonna play poker. And I said, "I don't play poker, but I have a lot of money. I just finished making a bunch of tips as a waiter." And they said, "Oh, we'll play." 8 o'clock in the morning, I go home. I said to my wife, "I think we own a restaurant." I won the restaurant off the guy. Okay?
So amazing.
It was just the funniest thing. So I became an accidental entrepreneur, didn't know anything about the business. He trained me and everything. And I made lots of money. It's 1974, and I'm making $50,000 a year, and I bought my first house for
$31,000.
Yeah, that house is got selling for $900 now, okay. So here I am as an entrepreneur, but I didn't have a formal education about entrepreneurship. That's what I love about the Load Center here, because we teach people about all the different facets. Well, I didn't know that. So 3 years later, I go bankrupt. I lost everything. Went back to the beginning. But I had that taste that I worked for me.
Absolutely.
So I had to get a job because I had a wife and a couple of kids and, you know, and all that. So, and then I started to think about how do I have my own business again? Then I tried another business. I got into a trucking business through another friend of mine, you know. We lost our money there too. So I usually tell people, you know, that if you want to be an entrepreneur, you can talk to me because I've lost so much money, I know what not to do. You know what I mean? And so here, you know, after that, I tried different businesses and, you know, I had a jewelry business where I pierced ears and, but, you know, I had these little containers in the drugstores and people bought their, you know, earrings. I don't know if you ever seen those things. I had an ATM route, you know, I had ATM machines and all that. I tried a lot of different things and I made some money at some and I failed at some of those things. I shouldn't say fail. I learned of those things. And then in 1983, somebody invited me to a seminar on real estate. And here I had a job, I had a good job as a salesman in a company. I had a wife and three kids. And the guy got me so excited in that seminar that I went home that night and I said to my wife, I'm getting into real estate. I'm going to quit my job tomorrow. She was like, you're insane. I mean, you know nothing about real estate. You don't know anything just because we live in a house. And I got into real estate. And it has been an incredible trip because I've had my own company. I was partners with some people where we had 700-800 agents. You know, I've been doing real estate for 40 years. I've worked for myself. I love working for myself. I have four children, and the three older ones, I taught them to own their own business. So the three older ones own their own business. I said, awesome. Don't work for somebody. Create your own environment. See, one of the beautiful things I like about being an entrepreneur is, you know, I always say, I eat what I kill, so to speak, right? I earn what I want to do. I mean, I have made lots and lots of money, and there are times when I didn't make a lot of money because I chose not to work as hard.
Right.
So, beautiful part about working for yourself, and you know this because you own your own business, is you can decide. If I want to get up at, this morning I was up at 3 o'clock. I was so excited because I've got meetings with people today, and I was meeting you and some other people today here, and then I got a very important call later on, and I was so excited. My wife got up at 6 o'clock, and she goes, what are you, I woke up and you were gone, where did you go? I was just excited about all the things that are going to be happening. We're going to work on some new business ventures and things like that. So I'm driven, and you know, I don't know if I said it or anything like that, but this year I'm turning 75.
All right.
And man, I've got so much energy. I've got so much excitement
Amazing.
In me, you know, and my wife is my partner, and I love working with my wife. Some people say, how can you work with her? You know, you see her all day, every day, at night, everything. I said, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Amazing.
You know, life is so short. I mean, it's a flash. The last 75 years went by like that, okay? And when I look at that, I want to spend more and more time with the people I love. So I have really, really bad traffic every morning. I walk 30 feet to my office. I love that. I don't have to go into the city. I lived in Vegas. You know, my partner and I, we're going to our Costa Rica house this month. I was talking to him this morning. Traffic is crazy. I lived in Vegas when it was less than 1 million people. Now it's almost 3 million people. There are people everywhere. And, you know, him and I were partners and we owned a company with lots of agents and everything. And I'm like, I want to have fun, more fun. You know, I want to enjoy my life. You know, I've got the four kids. My youngest one, she's going to be 22 this year.
Amazing.
I'm teaching her to own her own business. And she's studying video production. And she,
amazing.
She's actually, every morning, she's the traffic girl in Daytona Beach on the radio, you
amazing.
Know? And so, you know, it's kind of exciting stuff.
Well, your inspiration, your motivations inspired me through this show. Everyone out there, you heard him firsthand how the first company he owned wasn't going to work out. The second, no, no, no. And all of a sudden, through pure grit and resilience. You found what you're passionate about in the real estate world. He's got his shirt on right there, his group in the real estate market. What type of real estate have you pivoted to now at this point in your career?
I do mainly residential and mainly families, because one of the biggest things is, okay, I just got to regress a little bit.
Right.
In 1964, we moved to Toronto, Canada. And my father was a hardworking man. He was the old Hungarian Rush. We are working hard and sweat, and that's honest. I said, I want a business person. No business person, crooked. No business. I work hard with my hand. Look at my hand, you know. That was my dad.
Yeah.
So we rented a house. The house was worth $10,000 in 1964.
Okay.
And we rented it for about $100 a month. He could have bought that house at that time, and the mortgage payments would have been about $100 a month with taxes, right?
Wow,
he died 10 years later. And this was a really big motivator for me. He died 10 years later in 1973. And he left my mom a $10,000 life insurance policy and General Electric where he worked. The house we were renting was worth $100,000. My father didn't believe in real estate, didn't believe in mortgages or you know, paying the banks, but he was willing to pay somebody else's mortgage. When I saw that, I bought my first house in 1973.
Just like that.
Just like that. I was like, this is stupid, because I'm setting fire to my money, you know?
Yeah, in a way.
So in my 40-year career, I helped over 3,600 people achieve the American dream.
Well done.
I love real estate. I love helping the people. I deal with lots of people. I deal with anything from $50,000 to $5 million. You know, whatever.
Whoa. I'm going to take it back. You mentioned in the beginning we started with the restaurant hospitality, the ATM routes. Now you're in real estate. What position did you enjoy the most? I know you love real estate. So besides real estate, where do you have some lessons learned or takeaways?
Restaurant.
Let's talk about it.
I love the restaurant business. I love the people business.
Right.
And I was working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, but I loved it.
Yeah.
I was there every day, and I loved running the business. And that's where I learned about business, by the way, really well, because I worked for a chain of restaurants in Canada. It's called Steak and Burger. Okay. I don't know if they're still around.
I'm not sure I've heard of them.
Yeah, they were in Canada, yeah. And I became an assistant manager, then became a manager. They're talking about inventory control,
right.
Profit and loss statements. They took me and molded me and taught me all about business.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I really learned a lot.
It's nice to have those mentor figures in positions. For me, finance major, I was at companies like Merrill Lynch, PricewaterhouseCoopers, all great experiences, but I never once had a mentor figure or someone I looked up to that was guiding me through that may have kept me in finance looking back, but now here I am, no regrets. And hospitality, many entrepreneurs have to be in there at some point.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in there, from fine dining to pizzerias to sports bars.
Yeah.
But you do improve your people skills. If you're not a competent person, I can challenge you on this episode to get a part-time job in the hospitality industry. You'll be forced those conversations.
Let me tell you something. This personality profile, I'm a D, like I said, DIC. My daughter, my youngest one, is an S, which is a totally, you know, very nice, sweet little girl and all that. You know what she does? She's been working for 4 years now in restaurants, server. She's a server. Her confidence is up. She's stronger. She's better. She was so shy. She couldn't even get in. Hi, my name is Chantal. Now she's like, yeah, you know. She's got the confidence. She built up the strength because she's dealing with people every day. And I love it. One time, she had a big group of people. She got a $300 tip.
Wow.
She goes, they loved me. She was like sky high, not because of the money, because they acknowledged her.
Yeah.
And you learn people skills. You know, you really learn all about who you are, you know. And it was just amazing that what you can learn in the restaurant business. And I learned a lot there because I was very shy before that. But then when I got into real estate, I had some incredible mentors. I had Jim Rowan, Robert Kiyosaki, Tony Robbins. I mean, I had Dennis Waitley. I just finished reading his book again. He was actually on a call with us a couple of weeks ago. He's one of our mentors and coaches and all that. I mean, I had some amazing people that I hang out with. Right now, I'm working with a gentleman named Eric Swanson. And, you know, what we're doing is, you know, we are learning about entrepreneurship, more entrepreneurship. We're going to write a couple more books. I've already done 3 books.
That's right, we're in the next book. I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
All right.
You know? Oh,
man, Alex, I've learned a lot about you. I've learned a lot of tips along the way, so I know everyone has here too, but we're going to go back to the beginning of the episode quick. You mentioned Happy Halloween was your first words. Did they celebrate? This may be a silly question. Do they celebrate Halloween where you grew up?
No. No, and that was it. It's just such a funny story. I tell this all the time, and you know, you regress, so I'm going to tell it. So we arrived October 31st, no speak any English, not even a single word. Our Hungarian friends taught us English. Trick or treat, give me something good to eat. So that's what we learned. They gave us a mask. We put the mask, they gave us a big bag, and we went out to knock on doors. And people gave us free candy. I said to my brother, what a cool country! Okay, this is amazing. So we were out till 11 o'clock at night, got all this candy, got home. We were like, yes! Next night at 5 o'clock, we got dressed again. Well, they never told us it's once a year, right? Me and my brother get dressed again. We go out on the street. There was nobody else out there. I said, we got here before the competition got here.
That's
and
amazing.
It's a salesman. You always want to get before the competition. So we're out there, go to the first door, knock on the door. Lady open the door. We go, trick or treat, give us something good to eat. And she's looking at blue, blue, talking in English. That's all the English we knew.
Right.
I'm sure she was telling us that today is not Halloween. We kept saying, trick or treat, trick or treat. Finally, she went to the kitchen, got some candy, threw it in the bag. I go, it was easier yesterday. Got to the next door, knocked at the door. The guy was mad. He was yelling at us. He was slammed the door in our face. I go, they were much nicer yesterday. I don't know what's going on. We were out for about an hour. Some people opened the door. Some people didn't. And we go, there's something wrong. So we went home, and our Hungarian friends were like, stupid idiot immigrants. You don't know nothing. You never told me. But let me tell you something. I learned 3 very important lessons that day. Number one, I learned if you persist, some people are going to respond positively. So if you're thinking about any kind of business, you persist. That's the reason I was able to do what I was able to do. Second lesson I learned, okay, is that if you don't listen to people's negativity, you can succeed. I'm sure they swore at us, but we didn't know the English swear like the words. So they couldn't deter us. Why? Because we couldn't listen to it. This day, especially right now in real estate, there's been a big lawsuit and all that happening in real estate. Agents are, oh my God, the world is falling apart. Really? I've been doing it for 40 years. I've seen this ups and downs.
Okay.
Here's what I said to people. I was on a webinar the other day. I said, listen, here's what you got to do. You need to change 2 things. Number one, your mindset. This is not a problem. You have to look at it as an opportunity.
Right.
Number two, you have to change. Just the system, the procedure. You got to sign different contracts. You got to sign different paperwork. So it's nothing complicated. Just move on. And the third lesson I learned, okay, the right script, even on the wrong day, it's going to work.
I love that.
So if you know what to say, if you know how to say it, doesn't matter, okay? So persistence, don't listen to negativity, and then just have the right things to say, the right skill, and man, you can succeed.
Hey, I'm so glad we got a chance to do this. As the program winds down, we're making time for Alex. Thanks again for all the time and the effort you've given me over the year. The little talks I get to come into this mentor room and we just shoot it sometimes, just catch up, and sometimes he's giving me great tips, especially in sales and growing my podcast coaching business. Alex, where can we find you online? Where can we say hello?
Okay, you can find me at alexsinek.com. I have all kinds of videos on there, all kinds of stuff. I got some free stuff. People can get a copy of my book, an ebook. They can get a free ebook from me. And they can find me anywhere. And then my phone number is 702-334-5570. I still kept my Las Vegas phone number.
I love it.
Okay, and so I'm not that difficult to find. Alex Sinek.
Spell your last name just for everybody who's not connected yet.
Okay. Sinek is spelled S-Z-I-N-E-G-H, and it's pronounced Sinek. You think of a big egg with the word sin written in the middle of it.
I love it. Well, thanks for sharing all this with our audience and everyone out there. Thanks for tuning in to another show. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to this YouTube channel at Vincent A. Lancy and the show at That Entrepreneur Show for more great entrepreneurs each and every week like we've done since the end of 2019. The show is at That Entrepreneur Show on all regular social media, so be sure to check us out there too. But with that, we are signing off today, both from the Load Center. Alex, thanks so much.
Thank you, my friend.
Of course.
Thank you.